stood in the corner throwing glances at the TV, ripped the label off a bottle all night. Some sucker rolled up in a Beamer, trailing streamers, and I nearly got into a fight. I said, you're making a fool of the country, holding hands with the Christian right. And I turned to my girl and I cried.
Gonna catch that train. Something to say. I buried my hair, but it wouldn't go away. Sat around waiting for a brighter day, but the bad stuff's coming when the good do nothing's true. So what am I gonna do?
So, everyone remember to set your clocks from sunshine and happiness back to misery and despair this past weekend? Yeah? Good. Let's start the show. Me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, wild and innocent. Yep, a 1 week from tonight, Bruce Springsteen will be playing Winnipeg for the very first time. And I'll be lining up in the GA line a week from exactly now. We'll have something canned appropriate for the occasion, but tonight is really it. Tonight's the big Bruce special here on the Twang Trust. What do we got for you? We got some Bruce references. We got some covers. We got We got my wish list of things I'd like to hear next week that there is absolutely zero chance of hearing. So there's some wisely chosen tunes, huh?
Yeah.
We got all kinds of Bruceness for you here tonight. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, well, I got nothing for you. All Bruce, all the time, here tonight on the Twang Trust.
We become one man. Then come the twilight. Should we lose our way? If as we're walking, a hand should slip free. Well, I will wait for you. And if I fall behind, wait for me. Baby, we swore we'd travel, darling, side by side, that we'd help each other. Steps forward so differently. I will wait for you. Should I fall behind? Wait for me.
Now everyone dreams of a love lasting and true. But you and I know what this world can do.
So let's make our steps clear, so the other may see.
And I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind? Wait for me.
Each other in the shadow of the evening.
these trees. I will wait for you. Should I fall behind? Wait for me. I will wait for you. And if I fall behind, wait for me.
Should I fall behind? Wait for me.
I'll wait for you, baby. Baby, please wait for me.
Darling, I'll wait for you. And should I fall behind, wait for me.
I'll wait for you.
And should I fall.
One for Colleen tonight. From the Live in New York City album, that's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And If I Should Fall Behind. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. This next thing we're going to play, this is 13 years old, so there's references in some of the commentary that aren't exactly current. So you can keep that in mind when you're listening to it. This satellite radio, you listen to ever to the satellite radio? Well, there's a Bruce channel on the satellite radio, and they do this thing there called Be the Boss, where, you know, nerds like me do our own little set of music and talk about stuff and all like that. And I've played this a time or two before, but not in quite a long time. I figured there's no better time than now to replay this little bit. It tells you quite a bit about my relationship with Bruce Springsteen. And that's what tonight's show is all about. So with no further ado, let's dial up the satellite here and see what's happening.
Time to put you in the driver's seat. Every day at this time, we turn the controls over to the fans, and you pick the music and talk Bruce. You're the boss on E Street Radio.
Hey kids, I'm Stu Reed from Winnipeg, Manitoba, a city that Bruce Springsteen has never been to. We could talk about that for half an hour, but another time perhaps. Because today, I'm the boss on E Street Radio. I want to start my show with the very first Bruce Springsteen song I ever heard. It was July 17th, 1978, at 11:55 p.m. Most people probably aren't that precise when it comes to remembering when they heard their first Bruce song, but I recently acquired official documentation of the event. I heard it on a campus radio station, CJUM FM 101, here in Winnipeg. The show was called The 11th Hour Special, a show not unlike this one where community members could come in and create their own radio show. What I heard was actually the tail end of part two of a three-part Springsteen series done by a woman named Linda Tooley. I had heard of Springsteen before in rock magazines and such, but never actually heard him before. Now, I'm not big on religion, but I surely know what it means to be born again. I was so haunted by the song that the very next day, I went out to Kelly's Stereo Mart and came home with a copy of Darkness on the Edge of Town. I would eventually come to know Linda, the woman who created that radio show, and her partner, Reed, who worked at the station. At the time, they were the only two people I had ever met who even knew who Bruce Springsteen was. It was a big deal being able to share with others the love of something that meant so much to me. And they inspired me to where I'm now going into the 12th year of my own campus community radio show. You can check it out at twangtrust.ca if you're so inclined. Sadly, Linda unexpectedly passed away just last year. Weeks later, after sorting through his partner's possessions, Reed came upon the script, complete with song listings, times, and a very groovy collaged cover page that Linda used for the broadcast that introduced me to Bruce Springsteen. It sits here in front of me now as I play for you the song I first heard on July 17, 1978 at 11:55 p.m. Something in the Night.
Oh,
on E Street Radio, we turn the controls over to the fans. You pick the music and talk Bruce. And you can be the boss. Springsteen.
Oh, gorgeous. That was Two Hearts, recorded live in Asbury Park in 1996. I'm Stu Reed from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and today I'm the boss on E Street Radio. In 1981, I published the first of two issues of a Springsteen fanzine that I called Bruceness. Dave Marsh once called it, and I quote, the best Springsteen fanzine of them all, by far. Honest, I have it in writing. And yes, Backstreet's magazine was around at the time. One of the people who ordered a copy of the fanzine from the ad I placed in Trouser Press magazine was Kathy Sumner from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She sent me $3, I sent her the magazine, and naturally, we were married. This September, it'll be 25 years. I gave her a 3D double-sided promotional display mobile from the Born to Run album as a wedding present. Kathy and I have been to many Bruce concerts together over the years, but one in particular stands out. One of the most volatile questions you can ask amongst a group of Springsteen fans these days is how old should your child be before you bring them to a Bruce show? Well, we had a stroller with us in the pit at the Seeger Sessions show in St. Paul. Not long after we adopted our daughter Brittany, I had a heart attack. Relatively mild as they go, but those kind of things can't help but get you thinking. The experience of sharing my love of music in general, and Bruce in particular, with my daughter was an important one that I dreamt of prior to even becoming a father. All of a sudden, the thought that I might not be around to share a Springsteen concert with Britt was very real. We debated long and hard the pros and cons of taking 2.5-year-old Brittany to the concert. Eventually, we decided to chance it with the knowledge that one of us would leave with her the moment it became an issue for any reason. Having been in the pit a couple of times on a prior tour, we knew there was usually a good deal of room at the back of the pit, and if they let us, we could probably even bring in a stroller with us and stay towards the back. And with the blessing of Bruce's security people, that's what we did. Britt fell asleep almost immediately upon arriving at the venue and didn't wake up until 10 minutes before the show started. Perfect timing. And she loved it. I ended up holding her all night at the front of the stage, all the way off to the side, and her eyes were glued to the stage all night. She and Bruce even waved at each other a few times. A big rock show might not have been appropriate, but with the sing-songy nature of the Seeger Sessions music and all those musicians on stage to look at, not to mention some serious ear protection, Brittany had an absolute blast. Towards the end of the night, I could tell she was getting a little tired, and I offered to put her in her stroller so she could rest. You would have thought I had offered to dismember her teddy bear or something. As long as Bruce was still up there giving her, she would be too. There is a sad end to this story, though. As we left the pit area that night after the end of the concert, a security guy came running up to us and said, "Here, Bruce wants your little girl to have this." And he handed us Bruce's guitar pick. I have been going to Springsteen concerts for over 30 years now, and Bruce has never given me anything. The kid goes to one lousy show and gets a guitar pick. I tell ya. Anyhow, here's Britt's favorite Bruce song. From the expanded American Land edition of the Seeger Sessions, this is the old chestnut, Buffalo Gals.
Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, a pretty little girl I chanced to meet, we'd dance by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight, dance by the light of the moon. Hey, Buffalo gals, won't you come out.
Song? Great story from a Bruce concert? Share your love of all things Springsteen and be the boss on E Street Radio.
You're the boss. Guest DJed by you, the fans, on E Street Radio.
That was one of Bruce's finest falsetto moments. No, it wasn't. That was Lucky Girl from Patti Scialfa's debut album, Rumble Doll. So there I was, on the streets of Minneapolis, outside the Target Center after the second of two shows there on the reunion tour, surrounded by two dozen hopeful album cover clutching fellow Bruce nerds. All of a sudden, a van pulls out of the building, drives onto the street, stops, and Bruce slides open the door to sit and graciously sign autographs for the lot of us. Patti and another couple were in the van, too. Because I loved her album so much, I had brought the cover of the Rumble Doll CD with me, as well as the Greatest Hits vinyl sleeve, just in case the moment presented itself. But with this long line of fellow fans behind me, I didn't want to take up any extra time, so I held on to the CD sleeve and just gave my album cover to Bruce to sign. He spotted the sleeve, though, and without saying anything, took it from me and passed it back to Patty. She seemed quite surprised that anyone was there with a copy of her record and thanked me for caring enough to bring it. "Are you kidding?" I said. "I love that album. It's better than anything this guy has done since Tunnel of Love." Patty and the other couple in the van pretty much wet themselves laughing, while Bruce finished signing my album cover, shoved it back at me in mock disgust, and said, "Here, take this and get out of here." At least I think it was mock disgust. Well, my name is Stu Reed. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, which I understand will be the opening city on Bruce's next tour. And I've been the boss today. If you'd like to get on air, just email betheboss@siriusxm.com. I'll leave you with an underappreciated classic from the Ghost of Tom Joad album. It's one of those songs of Bruce's that on the surface might appear real simple, but if you're paying attention, it'll knock you over real good. I'm a huge Roger Miller fan, and this is a song that reminds me a lot of Roger Miller, except that Roger would never have cussed on a record. My best was never good enough. Be true, kids.
Every cloud has a silver lining, every dog has a day, she said. Now don't say nothing if you don't have something nice to say. Tough how they get going when the going get tough, but feel my best was never good enough. Now don't try for a home run, baby, if you can get the job done with a hit. Remember, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. The sun don't shine on a sleeping dog's ass, and all the rest of that stuff, but feel God gives you nothing but lemons, then make some lemonade. The early bird catches the fucking worm. Rome wasn't built in a day. Now life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're gonna get. Stupid is as stupid does and all the rest of that shit. Come on, pretty baby, come on. Cause we best was never good enough.
Got a favorite song? Great story from a Bruce concert? Share your love of all things Springsteen. Email us at betheboss@siriusxm.com and be the boss on E Street Radio.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, never participating in Burger Week. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Suntory Akadama.
No, just start here.
Oh, feel free to ad lib.
No.
There are lots of ways you can enjoy Akadama red wine. You know that, eh?
Right.
You can drink it chilled. You can drink it on the rocks with ice and soda. You can pour it all over your face. Akadama red wine makes a fine sangria, it says right here. You can own one square of English earth. Oh, wrong commercial. Akadama red wine and orange juice is one of the better ways to start the day. It goes great with apple juice.
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
Yeah.
Tonic water.
That's all they have time for anyway.
How am I doing, fellas?
Great, pretty good.
All right. We're only halfway through the commercial,
eh? That's all the time they paid for.
Must
so now
read,
just,
it says
just read
here,
this
though.
At the bottom. Read that.
These guys are going to be mad. Akadama wines are imported. Oh, this part. And don't forget to pass the Akadama Mima. They spelled it wrong. Yeah, they spelled it wrong.
It's imported by Suntory International. They used to be one of our sponsors. What better authority on wine than Bruce Springsteen to surprise us here? You've drunk a bottle of wine in your time, Bruce?
No, I hate wine.
You don't like wine? Okay.
And that's our word from our sponsors here on CKW. Welcome back to the big Week Before Bruce special here tonight on the Twang Trust. Yeah, that was me on satellite radio before that. They never offered me a job. I don't know why. Although they do apparently rerun that piece fairly often. I do get emails and notes and stuff whenever they do, which is kind of nice. Well, if you know me at all, you may have seen the third issue of Bruce's, which doubled as the last Gig Posters 204 calendar. We're in November of that, only 1 month left, and I didn't make one for next year, by the way, so don't go looking for one. If you've seen that, if you read the bits inside, you know that, yeah, I've been waiting 45 years for Bruce Springsteen to finally play Winnipeg, and I don't know. I'm still conflicted over how I feel about it. I didn't think he was coming to Winnipeg when this tour was announced. It wasn't announced at the get-go. And the way they sold tickets wasn't announced at the get-go either. Once they did, it was a real mess. Tickets were insanely pricey. They had this whole dynamic pricing thing going where the cost of tickets skyrocketed even as you were trying to buy them. It was insulting, frankly. And it's the exact kind of thing that the Bruce Springsteen, who I grew up, you know, idolizing to some degree, never would have done. That was one of the integral reasons why I thought so highly of the guy. And here he was doing it. He was always a guy who was against ticket scalping. And now you can scalp your own tickets on Ticketmaster with Bruce's blessing. And he gets a cut, so he's fine with it. He doesn't care anymore. Poor people can no longer attend Bruce Springsteen concerts. Only, you know, rich people and the fairly well-off and people prepared to go into massive debt in order to attend. It's exclusionary any way you look at it, and it really... rubbed me the wrong way. We decided we weren't going to Minneapolis to see the show. The very first Minneapolis show we skipped, for me, going back to the River Tour in 1980, for Pete's sake. I just could not bring myself to do it. And then, of course, a little ways down the road, here he goes and announces a Winnipeg show, and it's like, well, I sort of have to go out of religious obligation, if nothing else. So I'm going, of course I'm going. And am I going to have a great time? Yeah, I'll have a great time, I guess. I don't know. I'm still disappointed in the guy, though, you know? And I'm not as excited as I knew I'd always would be. And that annoys me. Another thing that annoys me, which really doesn't have anything to do with Bruce, well, sort of, I guess. Of course, he should have played here freaking decades ago. It was always my dream when Bruce Springsteen finally came to Winnipeg. I was going to buy everybody in my family a ticket to the show so they could see what I'd been going on about for so long. And now half my family is dead, and I can't afford to buy the other half a ticket. So, yeah, there goes that. Also, not only is half my family dead, half my friends, half my closest Bruce buddies have passed on in recent and not so recent years. I told the story about the very first time I heard Bruce on CJUM back in 1978 on a radio show hosted by Linda Tooley. Linda passed away over 10 years ago now, followed not long after by her husband, Reed. Both huge Bruce fans, both never got the chance to see Bruce in their hometown. And if anything breaks my heart, it's that, you know? Just this past weekend, we lost a very special friend of ours, Colleen, who'd been a big part of many, many, many road trips to go see Bruce. Passed on this past Saturday, and she won't be seeing Bruce in her hometown. And that's got nothing to do with anybody. That's just bad luck, I guess. But I don't know. But then, you know, the flip side of the whole coin is this current tour Bruce is on. The whole theme, if there's a theme to the show, it's mortality and what kind of role that plays in your life and the lives of others and how you deal with it. And the guy, somehow, he's still pissing me off as he does. He manages to nail it in a way that just, you know, reaffirms how much his music has meant to me over the years. So anyway, here's a little, here's the Mortality Suite. We'll hear a song from Bruce's most recent studio album, Letter to You, and a couple other songs from the album as rendered live. And you'll be hearing all these next Wednesday. And I can barely keep it together thinking about it right now.
So it was 1965. One summer afternoon, heard a knock on my front door. And it was George Theis, school pal of mine from high school. He was dating my sister. And she told him that I played some guitar, and so he invited me to audition for his band. So that weekend I followed him to a part of town called Texas. It was where the Freehold Rug Mill was centered. And it was there that I embarked on the greatest adventure of my young life. I joined my first real rock and roll band. So we lasted for 3 years. That's a long time for kids. 65, 66, 67, an explosive time in American history, an incredible period to be in a rock band. We named ourselves the Castiles after a bottle of shampoo. But you cut forward 50 years. 50 years. And on another summer day, I found myself standing at the side of George's deathbed. And he'd fought lung cancer hard for the past several years of his life. And he had a few days to live, and his passing would leave me as the last living member of my first band. So that's kind of like standing on the tracks with the hot light of an oncoming train bearing down on you. It brings a clarity of thought and a purpose that you might not have previously experienced. So I went home, and about a week later, George passed away. Then shortly after that, I wrote this song. It's about the job we chose, the friends we chose, the passion we followed as children. At 15, it's all tomorrows, and it's all hellos. And at 73, a lot of yesterdays. A lot of goodbyes. That's why you gotta make the most of right now. Faded picture in an old scrapbook. Faded pictures that somebody took when you were hard and young and proud, backed against the wall, running raw and loud. Snakeskin vest and a sharkskin suit, Cuban heels on your boots, kicking the band and side by side, you take the crowd on their mystery ride. Knights of Columbus and the Fireman's Ball, Friday night at the Union Hall, black leather clubs all along Route 9. You count the names of the missing as you count off time. Rock of Ages, lift me somehow, somewhere high and hard and loud, somewhere deep into the heart of the crowd. Oh, the last man standing. School and out of work, thrift store jeans and flannel shirts, the lights go down as you face the crowd. Oh, the last man standing. Lights come up at the Legion Hall, pool cues go back up on the wall. Pack your guitar and have one last beer with just the ringing in your ears. Oh, Rock of Ages, lift me somehow, somewhere high and hard and loud, somewhere deep into the heart of the crowd. Oh, the last man standing.
Sound of your guitar. We'll be right back.
is tonight to Emily Rose Marcus.